What conversation or interaction with a physically normal stranger left you wondering if you just talked to something non-human or supernatural, like an angel, demon, ghost, alien, time traveler, etc.? Okay, so before I read these, I just want to say make sure you watch to the end because I'll tell you my personal stories. These things happened to me, and I still think about them to this very day. Okay, let's get started. There was a young woman about my age at that time, early 20s, sitting alone at a nearly empty coffee shop. She seemed like she was trying not to cry, so I went over and asked if I could sit with her. We talked for hours, about everything and nothing at the same time. She didn't go into detail about what was going on with her, but she felt like there was no hope. I did my best to encourage her, told her not to give up, tried to give her reasons to hold on, thought of ideas that might give her a spark of hope. The coffee shop was closing. I wrote my phone number down and told her that I would love to hang out with her again, and she could call me anytime. She looked at me and told me that everything I said to her wasn't for her to hear. It was for me. I hadn't told her that I was in fact suicidal. I had originally gone to the coffee shop to think about how to best myself. While talking to her, I figured if I could maybe help someone else not feel the way I do, I wouldn't myself. At least not yet. She not only saved my life that day, but gave my whole life a new purpose filled with hope. I'm a therapist now. I help people all day. She hugged me, then walked out the door. I ran after her because she forgot the napkin with my number on it. I was no more than 2 seconds behind her. I got outside and there was no one there. I was working in Florida as a manager in a large chain of automotive dealers. I was on the service side and dealt with the customers who had the most difficult issues or were upset. One day, an older man came in and I went for a quick test drive to assess his concerns with the vehicle. He was calm and polite, a very easygoing person. After speaking for a few minutes, he asked me if I liked magic. He then proceeded to start talking about where I was from. He didn't ask a single question. He just began to talk. He narrowed down the area until he was within a 20-minute drive from the hospital I was born in. That hospital is an 18-hour drive from where that dealership was. After a few minutes, he said, "But you didn't live there very long, moved south to the city, right?" He was absolutely spot on. Then he started rubbing his eyes and kind of humming. He asked me how long I had lived in Norway, then narrowed it down to the city I lived in for 8 years. At this point, I'm thinking he's some kind of weirdo who has done a background check on me. But how would he know where I had lived while overseas? He said, "Do you believe in magic now?" On the return drive to the dealership, I was running every possible scenario through my head. Did a friend set me up? How did he know the name of the city in Norway? I was in my 20s traveling through Italy. I was on a boat trip around Capri when an old guy started chatting to me. Whatever the question was, I made some remark about backpacking and wanting to make my money stretch the length of my travels, and he responded that he would swap my age for all his money. Felt like the world had stopped, holding its breath while I thought about my answer. It truly felt ominous and foreboding until I said no. I still remember that feeling 30 years later. Okay, before I go on to another story, I want to know if you ever had an experience like this. If so, put it in the comments below, and maybe I'll feature your story in a video. Also, real quick, if you like this video, please hit that like button and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss another one. Okay, let's get back to it. Little over 20 years ago, my friends and I went to a 4th of July party at the house of a guy they went to high school with. It started out pretty chill, but as the night went on, it ended up being the kind of party I didn't think actually existed outside of an 80s teen movie. Huge house in a richy rich neighborhood. No regard for property damage. Picture the party at the end of Weird Science, but subtract the mutant bikers and add a couple hundred kids in their teens and early 20s, half of whom were on LSD, and many of whom showed up with literal carloads of fireworks. At some point, these two guys showed up. Nobody knew who they were. They spoke to no one, not even each other. They didn't eat anything. They didn't drink anything. They didn't try to interact with anyone at all that I saw. What they did do was freak everyone straight the f*** out. Visually, they were exactly average. Average height, average looks, average build, ambiguous age, ambiguous ethnicity, 100% forgettable. Except, they absolutely radiated darkness and hostility. They would just stand on opposite sides of a room and glare angrily at each other for a while. then walk into a different room to glare angrily at each other again. They seemed to communicate with each other like that. Creepy as hell. It was like there was some kind of evil force inside of them that was barely contained by their skin. If they walked into a room where you were, it felt like the air itself suddenly became oppressive. At some point, my friends and I dipped out to go check out another party up in the mountains, and a couple of people we knew took off to a different party in a town in the opposite direction of where we were going, and about 30 miles away from the original party. About halfway to our destination, we stopped at a gas station to get smokes and drinks. When we walked out, those guys were there. They were standing outside of their car, perfectly still, just staring holes through us. I don't know if I've ever felt that creeped out. We all piled into our car in record time and peeled out of the parking lot. Thankfully, it didn't look like they tried to follow us, and we never saw them again. A few hours later, we went back to the first party to find a girl we knew sitting on the floor holding a baseball bat, jumpy as hell, ready to swing at anything that looked threatening. Apparently, those guys got way creepier after we left. Nobody would go into any detail, though, so I never found out exactly what happened. But everyone who had stayed at the first party looked thoroughly shaken. The next day, I ran into one of the people who took off to the other party, and right about the same time, we had our gas station encounter with the spooky twins. They had the exact same encounter with the same guys at a gas station, probably 50 miles away from where we were. Meanwhile, the people who stayed at the first party swear those guys didn't leave the party until hours after we saw them at the gas station. It was all intensely freaky. I don't know who those guys were or what they wanted, but I have genuine doubts as to whether they were really human. My girlfriend had broken up with me. I was walking home crying. Out of nowhere, a younger-looking girl, maybe 3 or 4 years younger-looking than me, comes out of nowhere and says, "Hi, it's dark, and I'm alone. I see that we're going in the same direction, and you've been crying. Should we make company?" I said, "Sure." I asked what her name was. She just replied, maybe later. Let's get to know each other first. Let's just talk." We had the most wonderful conversation. She was super insightful and had an answer to my every question and a comment to my every word. To this day, it has been my favorite conversation ever. We walked for blocks and blocks. As soon as I said, "Hey, thanks," I was super sad. But I'm not anymore. I felt super lonely, and I don't anymore. This talk has been incredible. She said, "Okay, this is my house." I asked for her name. She said, "No, it's not necessary to know that. Thanks for keeping me safe." She kissed me on the cheek and entered the house. I had lived there for 5 years, and lived there for an extra 5 years after that. Had to walk very often by that house. Never again I saw that girl. I'm pretty sure she was an angel of some sort. This story is hard to explain, but I still get shivers when I think of it. He was a customer I was helping out. Honestly, there was nothing that really stood out with him. He was handsome, but in a normal way. He dressed normally, talked normal, was blandly friendly, as you are with strangers. Just a normal, upper-middle-class type of guy. The only thing that really stood out was his blue eyes. Not in a goofy, supernatural type way. He just had very, very blue eyes. But for some reason, he made every hair on my neck stand on end. Alarm bells were going off in my head like crazy. All I wanted to do was hide. I have never felt this way, before or since. Even when I was followed home by someone, I have never felt such gut-deep, "You are in danger," as I did with this guy. After ringing him through, he reached out to shake my hand. This is not common at all here, but out of politeness, I took it and shook. And I instantly got so nauseous, I almost gagged. The moment I got nauseous, he just held my hand and smiled. And something in that smile made me absolutely sure he knew what I was feeling, and he enjoyed it. I'm not religious in any way, but I remember thinking in that moment, "Oh, fridge, is this the devil?" After he left, I was still so sick feeling I had to go to the back and sit down. I'm not sure if he was a serial killer or what, but to this day, I have never experienced something even close to that encounter. I absolutely felt bone-deep certainty that I was in some sort of danger. I felt every bit the prey. It's a hard story to explain because it's all based on feelings, so I haven't told that many people about it. But to this day, it is absolutely one of the scariest and weirdest things I have experienced. I was a sophomore in college. I walked into my math class like any other day and sat in my usual spot, about 4 seats in on the 3rd row. Even though we didn't have assigned seats, there was always a girl sitting 2 seats to the left of me. empty seat between us, and her male friend to her left. They seemed to just be good friends, always laughing, never any reason to give me concern. This day in particular, I sat down, got my spiral and pencil out, and just quietly sat there looking forward and thinking about what I was going to do after class. Suddenly, I got this eerie feeling. I looked up to my left, and my heart practically stopped. The girl was staring straight at me, blank face, and her eyes were shining like a bright, piercing electric blue. Shining like lasers. Nothing at all natural. I can't explain it accurately. I was basically paralyzed and couldn't move or say anything. I eventually blinked and looked forward, then looked back, and the girl's head was turned back to her friend as he was talking again. About 2 years later, I was with friends, and we were driving to a restaurant. Traffic was building up since it was rush hour, and we're stopped in the right lane. I'm in the back seat, and I happen to look up, diagonally to the left, and through the windshield. I look into the car sitting in the lane next to us. Its back bumper is parallel to our front bumper, so I can see the driver easily. He's turned almost completely around and looking back at me, staring intensely. Even from that distance, I could see his eyes were that piercing, bright, laser-like blue, and I froze again. Just like the last incident, I was eventually able to blink, look away, and then immediately look back. The man was turned forward, the light turned green, and we all started moving forward. It's been about 15 years and I haven't experienced anything like that again, but it f***ed with my mind for a while. I live in a small town, with very few black people around. Central Europe. I was pretty down because of a girl, and went for a kebab. While I was standing in a queue for kebab in the pub right next to it, there was a woman who caught my attention because of two things. Initially because of her race, that is just uncommon to see there. Another, the fact that I for sure never seen her before, despite living in this small town my entire life and going around this pub every day. Another thing I noticed was that she didn't order anything. She just sat there by the table alone. Then I ordered my food. And while waiting for it, the woman leaned over the fence that separates the kebab place from the pub, looked directly at me and offered me an ice cream. I accepted the offer, and immediately after that, she looked me in the eyes, smiled a bit, and clearly, calmly said, "I love you." Then, as I received my kebab, I turned around where she was, and she was gone. Vanished as quickly as she appeared. I inspected the ice cream, and it seemed okay, and the package was intact. It was delicious. There was this kid I used to hang out with when I was around 8 years old, and it still obsesses me. He wasn't from my school, and neither was he in the only other school in town. One day, he just showed up at the end of school day and played with my friends. And I, just like kids do, he was really nice, polite, clean, but he just seemed to have no family. He would never talk about his parents and avoided conversations about family. There was some sort of orphanage nearby, but friends who lived there said that he didn't live with them. He was weird, but in a weird way. He was nice and fun, yet really mature for an 8-year-old kid. He had this emotional intelligence. He understood people, talked very well about the other's feelings, but barely showed his. He had this strange aura. He would start really deep conversations that were oddly deep for kids our age. He also had a smooth voice, at an age when most of the kids have a voice that tempt adults to make them mute. One day, one of my friends lost his grandma, and he found oddly accurate words to reassure him. That scene is still in my head to this day. On the other hand, he knew no cultural stuff. Every film, cartoons, comics, TV shows, he wouldn't know. We showed him stuff like WWE, Dragon Ball, and other manga anime, and he became really fan. The only times he would act childish was when we wanted to know more about his life. He would answer funny and barely comprehensive things like some kids do. Today, I'm 100% sure he did that on purpose. I really looked up to him, although he was no leader or whatever. He was weird in a cool way, or cool in a weird way. At an age when a weird kid is just a weird kid, no one wants to FW. He felt out of this world to me. My mother had a strange feeling about him, and years later I asked her about him, and she told me that she couldn't do anything because he was so nice and polite. But to her, he wasn't a child and seemed really weird. He just hung out with my friends and I for about a year. I have great memories with him, and I feel like he taught us much. One day, he just stopped coming to play in our neighborhood and no one saw him again, and as time passes more, things feel wrong, weird to me. I have a deep feeling that I met someone too special or whatever. I'm not that much into supernatural stuff, yet I could start believing in a lot of things just because of this kid. Back in 1997, I was aged 8. I shared a room with my younger brother, who was 4 at the time. We used to have our grandparents over for dinner most nights, and it wasn't uncommon for them to stay long after we had gone to bed. They would come and kiss us goodbye in bed when they were going to leave. This one summer's day, I woke up during the night and saw my granddad. It wasn't unusual, like I said. I said, "Hi, Granddad, are you leaving now?" Logically, he came and sat on my bed and said, "Yes, I'm saying goodbye for now." He kissed me and then went and sat on my brother's bed and said, "Kissed him as well." Then he left. My childhood intuition picked up that he was a bit sad. Next morning, I went into the kitchen to find my mom crying. She told me that my granddad died last night of a sudden heart attack. I said, "How can that be? I saw him last night. He came and said goodnight to me." My mom said that my grandparents left shortly after I went to bed last night. I also remembered that my grandpa said goodbye and not goodnight. It was quite a shock, but at the same time, a little comforting too. I don't remember a lot from my childhood, but this is a memory that I won't forget. I swear two girls working at my local Starbucks are Nordic blonde aliens, insanely tall, blank stare. Both speak to each other without actually speaking. If you make small talk, they have to think for an awkward amount of time to form the most perfect response in a monotone voice. They are insanely tall. Their skin is almost the color white, and their eyes are like ice. I told me wife about them, and if she had seen them, and she hadn't. A few weeks later, she comes in saying she talked to the strangest girl working at Starbucks, almost like she wasn't human. I described one of the girls, and my wife's face went straight to shock, validation. There is something off about those two, but in a very non-threatening way. Also, they work alone together. Just the two of them, at the only Starbucks for miles. Not a thing out of place. One evening, in winter, I didn't leave work till almost 7 p.m. So I was walking home and thought, screw it, I'll cut through the park to get home quicker, even though it's really poorly lit. A couple of minutes into the park, I could hear a group of people behind me and in front of me and was thinking, darn, I'm going to be jumped. Up ahead, there was a lamppost with a CCTV camera on it, so I thought, I'll stop there, and at least I'll get jumped on camera. As I stood beneath this light, this really tall woman jogged over and stopped next to me. I'm 6 feet tall, and she was way taller than me. She asked me, is it okay if I walk with you? And I was like, sure, okay, I guess. She walked with me to the edge of the park, talking about how dodgy the park was at night. As soon as we got to the edge of the park, she told me to have a good night, then jogged back into the park. It was a really weird experience. I felt certain I would have been mugged or something if she wasn't there. I walked through that park every day for about a year and never saw her again. I've been waiting for this question for a while. One of the times I was homeless, think this might have been 2015. It had been about 8 months and I had gotten into the swing of being homeless, like, I had a routine of what I would do and whatever. One day, I'm sitting beside this construction yard, waiting for the dealer to come by, and this random dude comes out of nowhere. He starts talking crazy talk. Like, immediately, I realize there's something wrong with this guy mentally. Just his actions, and the way he would move his head, and the way he spoke sort of like a deaf person, told me something was wrong with him. But we spoke for a while, and he started getting into this story about aliens and UFOs, and that's my kind of shit. So I'm like, nice, and he sees. I get visibly more excited about talking to him, and he starts drawing on the sand on the floor. I used to play a lot of Kerbal Space Program, and I know a bit about the stars, and I realize this dude is 100% correct in all the things he's saying. He drew Pleiades, then drew Earth, and explained how one can go from here to there, using the correct terminology in everything, apoapsis, periapsis, gravity turn, etc., etc. But then he points to a spot in the middle between Earth and Pleiades and says, but this is where they will stop you if you try to go. Now I'm super interested and I'm like, who? He says they're people with metal wings who travel without a spaceship. And when they down to Earth, they fly and land like birds. And then their wings turn to bone and flesh and they become arms. And if they stay too long, their bones inside their arms become rock, and then they can't fly anymore, so they choose to do evil things to draw attention until they come get fetched by the others. He starts drawing weird symbols and shapes and things on the sand, and he starts getting like Fruit Loopy and starts kind of grabbing me and shouting and getting weird with me. So I get defensive. He jumps up and says, do you want to see what they did to me? And he jumps up, turns around, pulls his pants down, and his whole ass, from like upper thigh to lower back, is all just one big open wound. It's literally just meat and blood and puss. And I'm like, dude, you have to get to a freaking hospital. But he says no, they won't be able to help him. And now I'm like freaking out a little, because this is clearly someone with serious issues who is hurt or been hurt or something, and I need to do something or get away or something. My dealer finally arrived just at the right time. I say goodbye and took off, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? My dealer and I both know all the faces from around this area, and we both don't know this guy. Anyway, I come back around this area a couple minutes later, and he's gone. I end up spending the night inside a big concrete pipe in the construction yard about 100 meters away from where this all took place. It's like 2 a.m. I'm sitting there smoking in the dark when I hear the most intense, blood-curdling scream you've ever heard, and shouting, no, 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 please. I could recognize his voice. I come crawling out of the pipe. There's another homeless dude who I know also comes crawling out of the dark just outside the construction yard. We both recognize each other, and I'm like, dude, what the freak should we do? He immediately turns away and says we should leave. All the while, this guy is still screaming just up the road. My buddy takes off into the darkness, and I stand there for a few seconds, and I see two human-sized things, literally look like people with wings, taking off into the sky and vanishing almost instantly. The screaming stops. I'm trying to figure out if my eyes are playing tricks on me, if it's cause I'm hallucinating because of the myth, I don't know. I decide to go check on him, and there's literally just a pile of his clothes and his shoes where he was sitting. Same place as earlier, never heard from or saw him again. Neither did my other homeless buddy. Nothing. I think about that dude quite a bit. I went to a meditation retreat where we would spend most of the day sitting and meditating. It was a big room, like a sports hall, and everyone had designed seats with about 1 square meter of area for themselves. The rows were aligned and everyone was in line. There were about 200 people in this hall. You would hear the instructions and then close your eyes, and you were not supposed to make any noise, and keep your eyes closed until they told you to open, like about an hour at a time. Of course, being my first time, I could never be still and meditate for that long, so I would open my eyes and look around and watch people. Sometimes there would be others also looking around too. On the third day there, I noticed this woman 2 rows ahead. And one to the right. She was moving very weirdly. She would have jolts of arm movements. She would shake uncontrollably. I just sat there and watched a bit shocked and a bit confused. It got progressive worse as the days went on, and it was freaking me out. On the 6th day, I am sitting there trying to meditate and open my eyes to see her shaking and moving one arm above her head, like one of those blow-up things we see at gas stations, up and down, like if a gust of wind lifted it and then it fell, while at the same time shaking her torso and head. I am watching it gobsmacked. Then she suddenly stops abruptly. Her head falls forward so her chin is touching her chest, and she starts twisting her head to the left all the way until she locks eyes with me. Oh man, my heart never beat so fast. It was like a horror movie. Her face turned towards me in that weird position, her hair covering most of her face, and through it, I could see her eyes watching me. She did that for about 10 minutes and the sound for us to stop started. It would be a sort of song to raise you back into consciousness. She turned forward, sat straight and got up and went ahead with the day as cheery as can be. That cut me off from meditating altogether. I am still scared of her and had nightmares about her. Okay, now it's time for me to tell you my personal stories that may or may not involve supernatural beings. So the first story takes place somewhere around 1998 or 1999. I was just a teenager at the time. Well, one night, this girl from school invited my friend and I to her house because her parents were out of town. Us being teenagers, we jumped at the opportunity. This girl lived out in the deep woods of Vermont, somewhere in a maze of dirt roads, far from any towns. It was the dead of winter, and snow was covering everything the eye could see. We drove out to her house in my friend's dad's Toyota pickup truck. It was a red Tacoma 4x4 with a manual transmission. We probably got there somewhere around 10 p.m. A few hours later, somewhere around 2 to 3 a.m., my friend wanted some alone time with this girl, so he gave me the keys to his dad's truck and told me to go have fun. I was 14 or 15 at the time and could not legally drive yet, so I gladly took the keys and went for a joyride in the snow. at 3 a.m. with his dad's truck, so here I am, drifting on these back roads, in the middle of the woods on a cold winter night. A few miles down the road, I get to a stop sign. It's one snow-covered dirt road, connecting with another snow-covered dirt road at a four-way stop. No houses around, just snow-covered trees in all directions. As I stop at this stop sign, I see something standing on the side of the road. When I look at it, my heart dropped into my stomach. It was an older guy, maybe in his mid-60s, full white beard and wearing a full yellow rubber suit. Exactly like you would see an old fisherman wearing Scooby-Doo or something. Yellow rubber hat and everything. He was making eye contact with me. I panicked and tried to take off as fast as I could. But it was a manual transmission, and I was pretty inexperienced with it, so I stalled the engine, right there with this guy staring at me, at 3 a.m. in the middle of the woods, on a snow-covered winter night. At this point, I feel every cell in my body scream at me to go and go now. I started the truck up and dropped the clutch, launching into the road while spinning all four tires. Scared out of my mind, I kept going and watched him fade away in the red glow of the taillights. Only, I forgot that there was no other way back except for the way I came. So I worked up the nerve to turn around and drive back toward this guy. When I got to that stop sign again, I was like, nope, and decided that I would blow through that stop sign. Here's the thing, though. When I drove past, I looked for him, and nothing was there. I slowed down, high beams were on, and I couldn't see any sign someone was there. Not even footprints in the snow. To this day, I can vividly remember this man's face and attire like it happened yesterday. This next story happened to me later that year during the summer. I was taking a flight alone from upstate New York to Texas to see my dad for the summer. At this period in my life, I was always getting in trouble, and it seemed like the world hated me. Every aspect of my life was in ruins, and I was only 14 or 15 years old. Both my parents were always angry with me, and no one ever had anything nice to say about me. Ever. I was your typical little punk 90s teenager with a Slipknot shirt and JNCO jeans. I had my Panasonic anti-skip portable CD player with extra batteries and CDs in my backpack. I boarded this plane with headphones on and sat down in my seat. People always looked at me like I was one of the kids that did Columbine, and I was used to it. I was always being compared to those kids by my teachers at school. It's a little sad being compared to mass murders, especially because deep down, I was just a hurt teenager looking for someone that understood me. Anyway, I was in my chair on this flight, and the guy next to me started talking to me. Reluctantly, I took off my headphones and began what turned out to be an hours-long conversation with this complete stranger. He was legit the nicest man I had ever talked to, even to this day. He said the kindest, nicest things to me, asked me questions, and responded with total kindness. He said things like, "You will do great things with your life, and a lot of people will be impacted by the things you say." He said I was going to inspire a lot of people and a lot of similar things that I can't recall exactly, but I just remember talking the whole time and feeling so good after that. Someone was actually nice to me. When the plane landed, he said goodbye and I met my dad at the gate. I told my dad all about this guy and the amazing conversation I had, and my dad laughed. He said I talk a lot, and he feels bad for the guy who had to listen to me talk the whole flight. I looked for the guy when everyone got off the plane, but didn't see him ever again. Was he an angel? Who knows? Maybe he was just a nice man who happened to sit next to me. I will never know, but I do still think about it. The time a guy was nice to me on a plane. It will probably stay with me forever. Okay, everyone, I told you my stories. Now let's hear yours. Also, if you like this video, you really need to watch this one.